Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah Kedusha tells us that we may not bring korbonos as the Ovdei Avodah Zarah worship their gods. When the Ovdei Avodah Zarah worship their gods, they worship them all over the place, wherever they want. When Klal Yisrael brings korbonos to Hashem, they must bring it to a one centralized place, whether it be the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, depending on the timeline, as we will see. Perek Yud Beis Posuk Dalet. In order to fully understand and appreciate the following psukim and the Rashis on them, I'm going to ask you to pause this recording and get yourself a Mishnayis, Masecht Zvochim, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. And let us together learn these five Mishnayis, Mishnah Dalet, Hei, Vov, Zayin, and Ches, in order to gain clarity in the following topic. While you're at it, get yourself a pen and paper so you could jot down the different locations and the different times that the Mishkan stood. And let us begin with Siyata Deshmaya, Zvochim Perik Yud Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Ad Shelo Yehukama Mishkan, before the Mishkan was inaugurated, namely almost a year after they left Mitzrayim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the year 2449, before that, Hoyu Abomois Mutoris, a person could build a Bomo, a Mizbeach, wherever he wants, the Avoido bebechoyrois. And the Avoido was done with Bechoyrois, the firstborn, not with Kahanim. Misho Hukama Mishkan, once the Mishkan was inaugurated, Nesru HaBomois, no more Bomois, you cannot build your private Mizbeach and bring your private Korban, the Avoido bekahanim. And the Avoido in the Mishkan was not bebechoyrois, rather with Kahanim. Kodshi Kadoshim Necholim Lifnim Nekloim, Kodshim Kalim Bechol Machane Yisrael. As we learned in Parshas Vayikra, there are two classifications of korbanos. One type is called kodshi kadoshim, and they may only be eaten within the curtains that made up the chotzer, the courtyard around the Mishkan, and kodshim kalim could be eaten in the entire camp where Klal Yisrael camped. Mishnehei bo'u la'gilgol, Yeshua Binun brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and they parked the Mishkan temporarily in a place called Gilgal. It stood there for 14 years, so long as Klal Yisrael was conquering, capturing, and dividing Eretz Yisrael. And during those 14 years, Hutru HaBomois, Bomois were mutter. You could build a Boma and bring a Korban wherever you want. Kodshe Kadoshim, for instance, a Chatos and an Osham, those may not be brought on a private Boma. Those may only be brought in the Mishkan in Gilgal, and they are ne'echolim lifnim and akloim. They must be eaten within the curtains, within the courtyard around the Mishkan in Gilgal. Kodshim kalim b'chol mokim, wherever you are, because bomos are more to wherever you are, and therefore kodshim kalim could be eaten wherever you are. And this lasted for 14 years. Mishnah Vav, bo le'shiloi, Yeshua Binun then placed the Mishkan in a place called Shiloi. And it stood there for the next 369 years, throughout the entire Tkufa of Sefer Shoftim, until it was destroyed at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when Eli HaKoyen was the Kohen Godol and the Shoifet, and together with the destruction of Shiloh, Eli HaKoyen died, and Shmuel HaNovi became the leader of Klal Yisrael. So during these 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Nesu HaBomois, it is no longer mutter to be makarei korban on a private boma. Now, what was the nature of this Mishkan? It was different than the Mishkan in the Midbar and in Gilgal. Lo yehoyo sham tikra. In that regard, it stayed the same. There was no permanent roof. It was made up of the yeriois, the curtains. Elo bayi shel avonim milematon v'yeriois milemalon. But the kroshim that made up the walls were no longer made out of atzi shittim, rather it was made of permanent stone walls. The yiriyos milamalam, on top it still stayed, though the curtains, the yiriyos. Vehi hoysa menucho. Remember this posuk? The Mishnah is quoting a posuk in our topic. Ki levose madato ela menucho vela nachalo. We'll see pshat when we get there. But Shiloi is referred to as menucho, a resting place with a certain permanence. Kodesh Kodoshim may only be eaten within the curtains that form the chotzer, the courtyard around the Mishkan. And Kodeshim Kalim or Maisel Sheni. Kodeshim Kalim and Maisel Sheni, Bechol Horoye. You could eat it in the entire vicinity and all the mountains surrounding Shiloh. Wherever you could see the Mishkan from, that's where you could eat Kodeshim Kalim and Maisel Sheni. And as I mentioned, this time period of Mishkan Shiloh lasted for 369 years. In the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, the Plishtim destroyed Mishkan Shiloh. The leader now is Shmuel Anovi, followed by Shaul HaMelech, and for 13 years, Baul HaNoiv. The Mishkan was relocated to a place called Noiv. And that too was destroyed 13 years after it was established there. And then it was relocated to a place called Givon. And it was in Givon for 44 years. The 40 years of David HaMelech and another 4 years of Shlomo HaMelech until the Beis HaMikdash was built. A sum total of 57 years between Noiv and Givon. And during that time period, Hutu HaBomois, the Bomois became Mutter once again. But not for all types of Korbonois. Kodshei Kodoshim, for instance, a chatos and an osham may only be brought under what's called the Bama Gdoila in Noiv and Givon, in the Mishkan. Necholim lifnim in Akloim, and they could only be eaten within the curtain that formed the courtyard around the Mishkan. And Kodshim Kalim, Bechol Ori Yisrael, wherever they built a Bama, which was Mutter at that time, you could eat Kodshim Kalim. And the Rav points out, Huadin Meiser Sheni. So the time period of Mishnah Zayin of the Noiv Givon lasted for 57 years. Mishnah Ches, Bo'ul Yerushalayim. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Nesu HaBomois, Bomois became Osir again. V'lo Yehoyo Lohem Oid Hetel. Bomois are never going to be Mutter again after that, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nevertheless, Bomois are still Osir. Unlike after the destruction of Shiloh, that Bomois became Mutter, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Bomei still stay osur. That's the second half of the posuk that we quoted in Mishnah Vov. We'll see when we get there. Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Nachalo, a permanent place. Although in the Beis HaMikdash there is no longer kloim, there was a built azor, built out of stone. Nevertheless, the Mishnah keeps the phrase of what we use in the Mishkan. Within the azor, and kochim kalim, ma'isal sheni, lifnim na'choimo, that can only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. So to sum up, the locations and the timelines of each time period we had over here, the Mishkan was in the desert for 39 years. At that time, Nesu HaBomois. Then the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years, and that is Shas Heter HaBomois. And then it came to Shiloh, it was there for 369 years, that is Shas Isur HaBomois. And then in Noiv HaGivon for 57 years, 13 and 44 equals 57, and that was Shas Heter HaBomois. And afterwards came the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and Nesu HaBomois permanently. With this in mind, let us begin B'siyah to the Shmai, our topic, Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Dalet. Do not do like the Goyim do, as we saw in Posuk Beis, that they worship their gods all over the place. No. Rather, Posuk Hei. Ki im el amokoy mashivchar adonoy Eloheichem mikol shivteichem. Rather, there must be one centralized place where all Klal Yisrael brings their kabbonos to the place that Hashem will choose from all your shvatim to place His name there. Rashi will tell us this is referring to Mishkan Shiloh. Seek out His Shechina, and over there you shall come to bring your kabbonos. Says Rashi, Lo Yishasun Kain, what? Lehaktir LaShamayim Bechol Mokoyim, Ki'im B'Mokoyim, Hashem Yivchar Hashem, the next posuk. Dovo Rachel, it seems to be a drash, because although it does flow from the previous posuk, but it doesn't flow into the next posuk. Dovo Rachel, V'nitatztem Es Mizbechoysom, V'ibadetem Es Shmom, Lo Yishasun Kain. We had two mitzvos in posuk Gimel. We have to demolish their mizbechos, and we have to obliterate their name. And on those two isur, on those two mitzvahs asay for avodah zarah, we have the opposite to Hashem. As horo lemoicheches Hashem uvelenoitetz evel min hamizbeach min hazara. We have an azara. Do not be the ibadetem eshmom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not to be moichik as Hashem. You can't erase Hashem's name. And do not be v'nitatzem es mizbechoisam. Do not demolish there v'nitatzem es mizbechoisam. But Hashem is mizbeach. Do not break a stone from the mizbeach or from the azara. And as I mentioned, l'chayra, this is a drash because it doesn't flow into posakei. Rashi himself explained the flow in the first pshat. Ki im elakti l'shamayim b'chol mokim ki im b'mokim ha'sheivcha. Omer Rabbi Shmuel v'chisala al daitcho sheyisrael noitzines ha'mizbechois. Well, the Torah has to tell us not to break a mizbeach. Who in his right mind would break a mizbeach of Hashem? Elo shaloi tasu k'maseim, don't act like the goyim. Ve'igirmu avoyneseichem lemikdash avoyseichem sheichorev. Averos will cause that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And that's what the pasuk is referring to, says Rabbi Shmuel. L'shichnoi sidrashu, sikad Hashem shchino, Rashi darshin, shchino miloshen mishkon, ze mishkan shiloi. Posuk vav v'aveisem, shomo oiloi seichem, v'zivcheichem, v'eis masro seichem, v'eis trumas yedchem, v'nidreichem, v'nidvoi seichem, u'v'choyroiz bekarchem, v'tzoynechem. And you should bring to the mishkan of Shiloi only there your oilois, your zvochim, which refer to shlomim, your masrois. There's two types of masrois. Maisa behema, every tenth animal, which has to be brought as a korban, as we saw at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, and maisa sheni, from the produce, as we'll see later on in our parasha. Veis trumas yedchem, referring to bikurim, which must be brought to the mishkan. Vinidreichem, vinidvoiseichem, optional korbanois, oilois and shlomim. Before in the pasuk oiloi seichem v'zivcheichem, we're referring to oilois and shlomim of choiva, of the tzibur, and here referring to nidreichem nidrei seichem of a yochid, uvechoyroit bekarchem v'tzoynchem, the firstborn of a cow, sheep, or goat, if it's a male, abochoyr behema toiro, as we'll see later on in the parasha, must be given to the kohen, and the kohen brings it as a korban. Says Rashi, v'zivcheichem shlomim shel choiva, it can't be shlomim shel reshus, because that's included in nidreichem nidrei seichem later on in the pasuk. Rashi uses the lashon of lifnim min achoyma, which refers to Yerushalayim. L'chayra, over here in Shiloi, which Rashi told us we're talking about in Pasuk Hey, the din is like we saw in the Mishnah, b'chol aroye, wherever you could see Mishkan Shiloi from. I'm not sure why Rashi switched to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, saying lifnim min achoyma. Tumas Yedchem is not referring to Truma Gedoilo, given to Kahanim from produce, rather, Elo Abikurim. By Truma Gedoilo, there is no Inyan to bring it to Yerushalayim, you gotta give to, or to Shiloh, you gotta bring it to a Kohen, wherever he is in Eretz Yisrael. How does Tumas Yedchem refer to Bikurim, Shnema Bohem, in Parshas Kisovoi, Velokach HaKohen Atene, Mi Yodecho? The Kohen takes the basket from your hands, with Darshan, Yedchem Yodecho. It's given to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim bring it as a korban in Shiloi. Posuk Zayin avachaltem shom lifnei Adonai Eloheichem usmachtem v'chol mishlach yedchem atem uvoteichem asher beirachecho Adonai Eloheicho. And you should eat the kochim kalim and myself sheni over there in front of Hashem, in front of Shiloh, b'chol aroye, wherever you could see the Mishkan. And you should be happy in all your endeavors, you and your families. How many korbanos should you bring? Hashem berachecho, Hashem elokecho. As much as Hashem has blessed you, that's how much korbanos you should bring. Says Rashi, Hashem berachecho, Hashem lefi abrocho, hove. Posuk ches lo isasun kechoy, lasher anachnu oisim epoy, hayoyim, Ish kol hayashor beinov. Posuk Ches is referring to what we learned at the time period while the Mishkan was in Gilgal for the 14 years, as soon as they crossed the Yalde. Rashi says it's going back on Posuk Lamed Aleph. Ki atem uivrim es hayaldein, right away, and you're going to put the Mishkan in Shiloi, and it will be there for 14 years. And at that time will be a shas heter abomois, you could bring korbonos wherever you want. on those private bomois, says Pasuk Ches, loisasun k'chol hashar anachnu oisim p'ayoyim. You may not bring on a private bomo all the korbanos that we bring over here in the Mishkan, namely chatois, v'ashomois, nedorim and nedovois. No, only ish kolayosho be'enov. You may only bring on a private bomo what's considered kolayosho be'enov, a korbanos that you decide if or not and when to donate. That's nedorim and nedovois. You may not bring chatois v'ashomois, korbanos that you're mechuyev to bring. That is reserved to the Mishkan and Gilgal, not to a private bomo. Says Rashi, lo yisasun k'chol hashar anachnu oisim musav lemalo. This is going back on Pasuk Yud Aleph. Al ki atem oivrim es hayalden, kshetavru es hayalden miyad, mutorim atem lakri bebomo. Kol yud dalet shono shel kibush v'chiluk. For the 14 years, while the Mishkan was in Shiloh, while they're conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael, ובבומו לא יסקריבו כל מה שאתם מקריבים פה היום במשכן שהוא ימוכם ונמשך. You cannot do all the korbanos that you used to bringing in the Mishkan for 39 years in the desert. It was anointed, והוא כושר להקריב כל חטאות והשומרות נדור ונדורות, all types of korbanos. אבל בבומו, on a private בומו, אין קורב אלא נידו ונידו. Only what you choose to donate. וזהו איש כל היושר בעינו. As if the Pasuk said, rather, only the korbanos of Yish Kol Yosho Be'enov, which is Nedorim and Nedovos, which has to be Snadvim that you donate, Al Yidei She Yosho Be'enechem Laviyom, because you want to, V'la Al Dei Choyev, not because you have to, Oysom Takriyuvu Be'bomo, only those type of korbanos you can bring in a bomo. Pasuk Tes, Ki Lo Yivosem Ad Oto, El Amenucho, Ve'el Anachalo, Asher Adoy Noya Lo Yehecho, Noysein Eloch. Says Pasuk Tes, the only reason why during those 14 years of Gilgal that bomois are mutar is because the Mishkan is not yet in a permanent place. For at that time, while you're in Gilgal, you will have not yet come to the Menucha, which the Mishnah told us is referring to Shiloh, Rashi will bring it down, nor have you come to the Nachalo, the permanent place of the Ashuras HaShechina and the Beis HaMikdash. And being that the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash is not in its permanent place, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisen Loch, that's why Bomois will be mutter on the 14 years of Gilgal. Says Rashi, Kelo Yivosem, Kol Oysen Arba'es Rishono Ad Ato K'moy Adain. You have not yet come. El HaMenucho Zu Shiloi, Hanachalo Zu Yerushalayim, as we saw in the Mishnah. And when will it come time to build a permanent Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? ועברתם איזה ירדן וישבתם באורץ אשר אדוינו אלוהיכם מנחיל אסכם והניח לכם מכל אויביכם מסביב וישבתם בטח. And you will cross the Yarden, and you will settle the land that Hashem is giving you to inherit. And when Hashem gives you rest from all the enemies all around you, and you're able to settle in peace, that will happen in the days of David HaMelech, then ignore the Aliyah of Sheni, ve'hoyo ha-mokoyim, asho yivchar adoino yeloyichem boi l'shaken shemoy shom, shom osoviyu eis kol asheronichi mitzaveschem, oi lo yiseichem vezivcheichem, מעשר עשיכם וסרו מעש ידכם וכל מבחר נדריכם אשר תדרו לאדוני. Then the place that Hashem will choose to settle his name there, namely in Yerushalayim at the Beis HaMikdash, there you should bring all that I am commanding you to bring, the Oilois, the Shlomim, the Maestrois, two types, Maestro Behem and Maestro Sheni, Suma Sredchem, the Bikurim, V'chol Mivchar Nidreichem, all the choicest of Yunidorim. You bring a korban, you gotta bring the best. Asher Tidru Hashem. Says Rashi, Pasuk Yud, ועברתם את הירדן וישבתם באורץ, שתחלקו אביי כל אחד מכיר את חלקוי ושבתוי. That happened in the days of Yeshua bin Nun. והניח לכם לאחר כיבוש וחילוק ומנוחו מן הכנענים, אשר הניח השם לנסו יתבום את ישראל. It says in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim that there were still going left in Eretz Yisrael. And when was Hashem meniach lochem mikol oiveichem? Vein zu ele b'mei David. Oz v'hoyo amokoyim b'nu lochem b'yis abchira b'Yerushalayim. V'chein oimu b'David. It says in Sefer Shmuel. V'hi ki yoshav ha-melech b'v'isoi. V'Hashem meniach lo mistovim mikol oivov. The Pasuk specifically says, when Hashem got rid of all the enemies from around, Then, Vayomer HaMelech, Dovid HaMelech told Nosan HaNovi, Reino Anoichi Yoshev Beit HaRozim, I'm sitting in this fancy palace. Vareino Elohim Yoshev B'Soichei Yerio, and the Orin HaBris is sitting in this curtain, it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, Dovid HaMelech got it from this Pasuk. When it's Vinyach Lochem and Kol Oyveichem, Misoviv, now it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shomo Soviu. Lemalo, we had a very similar Pasuk in Pasuk Vov. Shomo Amur Linyan Shiloi. And Rashi's bothered by, why does the Pasuk repeat itself? Being that anyway the Pasuk was vague as to where this place is. The Pasuk keeps on referring to it as Hamokoyim Eshayiv Char Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose. That includes Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So why does the Pasuk have to say it separately? In Pasuk Vav, Rashi tells us that Shiloh, and again over here in Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's referring to Yerushalayim. Why is it repeated twice? And for Rashi, ulekachil koma kosuv, liten heter bin zu lezu, to give you a heter bomois between churban shiloi, mishachova shiloi ubo lenoiv, chova noiv ubo legivoin, during those 57 years, hoyu abomois mutorois, at shebo l'Yerushalayim. That's why the potok separated shiloi and Yerushalayim, to tell you that in the interim, bomois are mutor. Mivchan idrichem, melamed shiov minamuvcho, you bring a korban, you gotta bring from the best. Posuk Yud Beis Usmachtem Lifnei Adonai Eloheichem Atem Uvneichem Uvnoiseichem Ve'avdeichem Ve'amhoiseichem Ve'alevi Asher B'shareichem Ki Ein Eloi Chilek V'nachalo Itechem. And you will or should be happy over there in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim, you and your sons and your daughters and your avodim and your shvochos and the Levi who's in your cities. Make sure to share the kochim kalim and the maisel sheni together with him, because he ain't like chelik v'nachal oitchem. He doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, so make sure to share with him. Pasuk Yud Gimel Isha Omer Lecho Pentale Oiloisecho Bechol Makoyim Asher Tireh. And once the Beis Hamikdash is in Yerushalayim, be careful from bringing oilois wherever you see fit. Bomois are awesome. Says Rashi Shomer Lecho. We know this already from Pasuk Yud Aleph. What's the posuk adding? Liten loizes el adovo. Posuk Yud Aleph is the asay. Bring the korbanos there. And he shomer, the Chazal learned it's a loizes asay. Be careful not to. B'chol mokem asher tire, that you see fit. Asher yale alib belibcho, that you see fit. Aval atomakri val pianovi, kegoin Eliyahu bar HaKarmel. We do find time period when Eliyahu HaNovi bar HaKarmel, even though there was a Beis HaMikdash by his Rishon, nevertheless Eliyahu brought a korban bar HaKarmel outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now Eliyahu HaNovi, he has a nevuah from Hashem. The pasuk is not coming to be matter of Eliyahu. He has a nevuah directly from Hashem. Rather, the pasuk is telling us that we, seeing Eliyahu HaNovi, we shouldn't look at him strangely, because the Torah says that there is such a possibility. And the diuk only b'chol ashotire that you see fit, but a novi can see fit based on the vua. Posuk yudaled ki im b'mokoy mashivchar adonai be'achad shevotecho shom talo yisecho v'shom taaseh koy lasheronichi metzaveko. Rather, only in the place that Hashem will choose from one of your shvatim, there and only there may you bring your oilois, and over there bring everything that I commanded you, all the korbanos. Says Rashi, Ba'achad Shevotecha, which one of the Shvotim is this referring to? V'chelko Yishol Binyomin. The Beis HaMikdash was built in the portion of Binyomin. Ay, frekt Rashi, Ulamalo, Oimer, and Posokei, Mikol Shivteichem. And even though Rashi learned over there, it's talking about Mishkan Shiloi, but nevertheless, in the Pshut Yishol Mikro, Rashi's learning that all this Mamokam Hashiv Char Hashem is referring to wherever the Mokam Hashiv Char Hashem is. So Rashi has a stira. Is it Ba'achad Shivotecha or is it Mikol Shivteichem? Hokeitzad? And for Rashi, Kshekono Dovin is a Goyren Me'aravno Ayevusi. When Dovin HaMelech bought the granary, that's what used to be, Harabais used to be a granary of Aravno HaYevusi, Govo Azov Mikol HaShvotim, he collected money, gold from all the Shvotim. And that's why it's called Mikol Shivteichem. All of Klal Yisrael had a chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. U'mikol Mokoy Me'agoyren Me'chelko Shel Binyamin Hoyo. But Lamaisa, it was in the portion of Binyamin. Be'achad Shivotecho. Posuk Tezvo Ve'rag B'chol Avas Nafshecho Tizbach Ve'ochal Tov Oso Kidrkas Adonai Eloheicho Asher Nosan Lecho B'chol Shorecho הטומא והטוהר יאכלנו כצבי וכאיול. In the next topic, starting in Pasuk Chof, the Torah is going to introduce a chiddush called Besar Taiva. While they were in the Mishkan, it was usher to eat meat unless they brought a korban to the Mishkan. Once they come to Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter to eat meat wherever you want, even without bringing a korban. The simple reading of Pasuk Tzvav that we're learning now would sound to be a repeat of that din. Namely, wherever you want, you could shecht and eat meat as much as Hashem has given you. And you could eat it, whether you're tomei, whether you're toil, just like a tzvi and a ayol, a deer and a gazelle. Those are chayos. They never brought as a korban. But why the repetition? Says Rashi, we're not talking about a simple basal taivo, which we'll learn about later on Pozikov. Rather, says Rashi, without bringing the innards on the Mizbeach like a korban, the next topic, you're allowed to eat meat outside of bringing a korban. If so, what is this pasuk talking about? If you have kochim or korban, that before you got a chance to be makriv it, it has a mum. Once it has a blemish, you cannot bring it as a korban. So what do? Sheyupodu, you redeem it onto money, and now the animal, v'yochlu b'chol mokam shehem, the animal could be eaten wherever you want. Yochoi lipodu al mum oivel, you may think that even if it has a blemish, that's soon going to pass. Let's say, for instance, it broke a leg. With time, it will repair itself. It's not going to stay permanently. So you may think you could be poide kochim even on a mum oivel. Tamulemer rak, the word rak is coming to be memayet. You could only be poile if it's a mum kavua, if it's not going to pass. If it's going to pass, you can't bring it while it's a mum oivel. But don't be poile. Wait till it heals and then bring it. Tizbach ve'ochalto, shecht it and eat it. Says Rashi, that's the only thing you could do with it. Ein lochavohem heter giza ve'cholov. You may not shear its wool and you may not milk its milk. Elo achino al dei zvicho. The only thing you could do with this kochim that had a mum and you repoide is shecht it and eat it. Hatomei v'atoir, both tmei matoirim could eat it. Why does the pasuk have to stress this? Says Rashi, l'fisha b'mukach kochim. This animal used to be kochim. And by kochim we know, shenim abohem, v'abosar sheigah b'chol tomei lo ye'ochel. Kochim that become tame, you're not allowed to eat. Hu tzrach l'hatir boi, shetomei v'toir oichlein b'koro achas. A tomei and a toir could eat this in one dish, even though the tomei is touching it, and he's metame this meat. How could the toir eat this meat that used to be kochim? The Teretz says exactly, it used to be kochim. But this is psulei amukdashim, and therefore katzvi v'chayol, the example of a deer and a gazelle, shein korbon momayim, you can never bring a korbon from chayos, and that's the example of eating psulei amukdashim betuma. Katzvi v'chayol, why do we need two examples? One would have been enough. Lepoitron menazroya v'lochayayim keva. We'll see later on in Parsha Shoiftim that whenever you shecht an animal, a cow, sheep, or goat, you have to give the zroya, the right arm, lochayayim, the cheek meat, and the keva, the fourth stomach, to the kohen. It's one of the matnes kehuna. That's only by a behemoth, not by a chayo. Says the Torah, this psulei hamukdoshim, mukdoshim that got a mum that you're a poide, has a din of a tzvi ve'ayol, that you don't have to give the zroya lochayim keva to the kohen. Posuk tezayin, rak adom lo yisichelu al ha'oretz tishpechenu kamoyim. Even though this cannot be brought as a korban, so the dam is no longer meant for the mizbeach. Nevertheless, you may not eat its blood. What do you have to do with it? Spill it on the floor. You don't have to do kisui adam. You would have thought that because compared it to a tzvi and a ayol, which are chayos, which normally need kisui adam. But after all, it's not a chayo, says the Torah. It does not need kisui adam. You don't have to cover the blood. And Rashi will learn another drosha from this. Says Rashi, rak adam lo yisichenu. Af al pi sho amalti, shein lecho boi zrikas dam b'mizbeach. No longer can you be zirik the dam on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, lo yitichlenu, do not eat it. Tishpechenu kamoim, loy malacho, shein tzorich kisui. You don't have to do kisui adam, even though you would have thought you needed to, because we compared it to a tzvi and a ayol. Komash malon, you don't. Dovorachel, another thing we learn out from here, what does the posuk want with kamoim? Pour it like, spill it out like water. Who needs the comparison to water? It says, Rashi, arayu kamayim leach shebo yisazhoim. We know that that's halacha. We learned about Hashmini. In order for food to become tamei, it had to have become wet at some point in its detached life. Take an apple from a tree, unless it became wet, cannot become tamei. Water is machshir. Machshir means it gives it its prerequisite to be mekabel tuma. What about dam? Says the Torah, yeah. We compare dam to mayim. Just like mayim is machshir, so to dam is machshir lekabel tuma. Posuk Yud Zayin, Eloi Zuchal, Lechoil Mishorecho, Masar Degonecho, Vesiro Yishecho, Vitzorecho, Uvechoi Rois Bekocho, Vetzeinecho, Vechol Nedorecho, Asher Tidoyr, Venidvoisecho, Usrumas Yodecho. You may not eat in the other cities of Eretz Yisrael, Maiser Sheni, from your dog on your grain, Tirosh your wine, Vitzor your olive oil. This is talking to a Kohen who received the firstborn of a cow, sheep, or goat, and has to bring it as a korban. He may not eat it in other cities of Eretz Yisrael. And your nedovim and nedovois that you bring, you may not eat in other cities. We're back to talking to a Kohen. The bikurim may not be eaten in other cities. Even though we saw this already in Pasuk Yud Aleph, in the positive sense, the Torah tells us you must bring all these items to Yerushalayim, lefi minachoimo. So what's the Pasuk Yud Zayin b'mechadesh? Says Rashi, bar kosov liten loisasei ala dovo. We're adding a loisasei, besides for the isurasei. Loisuchal, Rabbi Shua ben Kocho oimel. Yochoy lato, aval ein chorashai. You can physically eat things outside in your cities, but you may not. The word loisuchal means may not, not cannot. They're also, it doesn't mean they could not, it means they may not, they were not allowed to. They had the power to do it, they were not allowed to. Why? In Parshas Chayesoro, when Avraham Avinu bought Moras Machpelo from the Chittim for Bnei Ches, he made a bris with them that he's not going to start up with them. Even though it says in the Pasuk, Yoshvi Yerushalayim were the Yevusi, says Rashi, really they came from the nation of Chitim. So why they're called Yevusi? The name of the city was Yevus. So they're nicknamed Yevus. But really, they're Chitim, the one that Avraham Avinu made a treaty with them in by Moras Machpelo, Paras Chayisoro. Kach mefurash bepirgit Rab Lezer. This is what it says when Dovid HaMelech wanted to conquer Yerushalayim. He was told that you may not. Because of this Shvuah, because of this treaty that Avraham Avinu has with the Chittim, and they would write that Shvuah, that promise that Avraham Avinu gave them on the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah are referred to as Ivrim and Pischim. Because that's what statues are. They're blind and they limp. They can't walk and they can't see. So they told Dovid HaMelech, the Shavuah is there. Unless you break those Avodah Zarah, which have the Shavuah on them, you will not be able to conquer Yerushalayim. How does breaking the Avodah Zarah with the Shavuah on them solve the problem? If indeed there is a Shavuah that the Rashi describes, so just ignoring the Shavuah, breaking it, where it's written on, how does that solve the problem? I don't know. Also, they're referring to the Kohanim. Posuk Yud Ches, ki im lifnei Adonai Eloheinu toichelenu b'makom asher yivchar Adonai Eloheinu boi ato uvincho uvitecho ve'avdecho ve'amosecho ve'alevi asher bishorecho ve'somachto lifnei Adonai Eloheinu bechol mishlach yodecho. Going back to Pasuk Yud Zayin, you're not allowed to eat these items in your cities, rather, only in front of Hashem, in the place that Hashem will choose, namely, Lifnim and Achoimo, within the Choimois of Yerushalayim. Over there, you should eat these things, you, your son, your daughter, your slaves, your maidservants, the Halevi Asher Bishorecho. How did the Levi in your cities get to Yerushalayim? What does he have to do with the topic? Says Rashi, if you have Maiser Rishoin, give him Maiser Rishoin, let him eat it wherever he wants. If you don't have Maiser Rishoin, give him Maiser Oni, that also he could eat wherever he wants. If you don't have either, then invite him to eat Shlomim with you. And that must be done in Yerushalayim. And then you will, you shall, rejoice in front of Hashem in all your endeavors. Says Rashi. Lifnei Hashem, lifnei min ha-choymo. Inside the choymo is the Yerushalayim. והלוי אשר בשעריך הוא אם אין לכו לוסס לא מיכל כוי כגוין מייסר ראשון תנו מייסר רוני אם אין לכו מייסר רוני הזמינהו על שלומך או שולחונך אין ירושלים פוסוק יוטס אישו אומר לכו אופן תעזוי ועש הלוי כל יומך על אדמוסך Be careful not to leave the Levi alone so long as you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, שומע לך, ליתן לו איזה סבדובו. In פוסוק יודחס, We saw an assay. Give the Levi. And here's the Lois assay. Don't leave him alone. Alad Mosecho, Aval Bagoylo, Ein Chomuzerol of Yisrael, Minei Yisrael. He's no more, no better than a regular Oni. You have to treat him also like an Oni. But there's no special treatment that the Levi gets over an Oni only in Eretz Yisrael. That is because in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have a Nachalo, Mashen Kein. Bagoylo and Chutz La'aretz, he doesn't have anything over an Oni. Adkan, the third topic of Parashas Re'eh, the central place for the Avodas or Korbonos for Klal Yisrael.